Back in the 70s, there was a story that circulated about an event that happened in Juarez, Mexico. It was a charismatic prayer group from El Paso. And on a Easter Sunday morning, I believe it was, this group decided to go over across the border into Juarez to go to their landfill and feed the people that were gathered there gathering food from the garbage. And so they went, brought food, and when they got there, they realized that they had not brought enough food. There were far too many people. But they decided to distribute what they had and do the best they could. So they prayed, and they started to distribute the food. The food did not run out. People came and filled their bags and their boxes to bring food home with them. The priest that told the story was convinced it was a miracle. God had once again multiplied the food. We have today two stories about the multiplication of food. The one in the first reading about Elisha, and the second reading, Jesus multiplying the loaves and the fish. That story of the multiplication of the loaves and fish is told in each of the gospel readings. And in each of those readings, scripture scholars see in it indications that it really is meant to anticipate and prepare us for the Eucharist. Because the words that are used are the same words used by Jesus at the Last Supper. He took, he blessed, he gave. Those stories use those same words, trying to build us up and prepare us for the greatest gift that Jesus could give us. But in the Gospel of John, that reference to Eucharist is the most explicit. John obviously wants to take that miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish and prepare us to understand that great mystery of Jesus giving us his body and blood as food and drink for our journey to eternal life. As always, in the Gospels, especially the Gospel of John, the details are very important. John doesn't put things in there by accident. He has a purpose. And so John tells us that Jesus went up the mountain. Well, if you think about it, the mountain in the Old Testament was so often the place of encounter with God. It was on the mountain that Moses received the commandments. And even in the New Testament, it is on the mountain that Jesus is transformed and that they hear the voice of the Father. And so Jesus goes up the mountain, the place of encounter with God. And the people come to him, and he begins to teach them. The other reference there, it's almost a reference in passing. John says, the time of Passover was near. Now, one would think that it has nothing to do with the story. Why did he need to tell us that? But again, it is a reference to something deeper. What was the Passover? For the Jews, the Passover was the time to celebrate, to remember how they had been freed from slavery in Egypt, how God had reached down to them and given them their freedom. It was also a time that they sacrificed the lamb. And they remembered how the blood of the lamb have saved them from the angel of death. But it was also associated with the 40 years in the desert and how God had fed them with the heavenly bread, manna, during those 40 years. And so John is tying our minds into all of this as he tells us that the time of Passover was near. He wants us to be thinking about all of that. How we have been rescued from the slavery of sin. How we have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. How God is providing nourishment for our journey to eternal life. All of that is in John's mind as he gives us that detail. But perhaps the most important detail of the story is the meager amount of food that was used to feed the 5,000. 5 loaves, 2 fish. Hardly anything. And yet, isn't that what happens in the Eucharist? We bring up each week a meager amount of bread, a little bit of wine. And yet that becomes for us the nourishment for eternal life. The little bit that we give to God, God can multiply and use to transform our lives. And that happens not only in Eucharist. It happens in many ways. When you and I give our little bit to God, God can use that to do wonderful things. We have seen it in the lives of so many saints. We saw it in the life of Mother Teresa. We see it sometimes in our own lives. The little things we do for others become multiplied and have powerful effects in our world. The little bit that you and I can do, the little bit that you and I can give, God can increase and multiply and work powerfully among us. It's important for us to remember that the Gospel of John is the only gospel that does not have the story of the institution of the Eucharist. John has the Last Supper. But in John's account of the Last Supper, nothing is said about Jesus taking bread and blessing and breaking it and saying, "This is my body," or the wine and saying, "This is my blood." That is not there. Instead, John gives us the account of the washing of the feet, which we recall every Holy Thursday. But also John gives us in chapter 6 of his gospel an instruction on the very meaning and purpose of the Eucharist. It is there that he teaches us that unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you cannot have life within you. For John, that miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish gives him the opportunity to explain the very meaning of the gift of the Eucharist and the importance of you and I coming to that gift, opening our hearts to it, and allowing it to transform our lives. In the 4 weeks that are ahead of us, the church will continue to give us readings from chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. It does that every 3 years when we have the Gospel of St. Mark. We take a little break from Mark and we move over to John so that we can reflect on the gift and the mystery of the Eucharist. I would like to invite everyone to take a little time and to read chapter 6 of John's Gospel. Not only to read it, but to quietly, prayerfully reflect upon it. Let Jesus speak to you about the mystery of his body and blood. Let him carve out in you a hungry heart, a heart that wants to be nourished by the gift of his very life, a heart that longs to be united to the Lord and Savior of the world. May we learn to hunger for the gift of the Eucharist. May we yearn to be one with our Lord Jesus Christ.